Joining us now at our studios is Steve Underdahl, the CEO of Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff.
You've had an active time since we last talked to you. As a matter of fact, you were brought up at the Northfield City Council meeting this past week with some expansion plans for Northfield Hospital. And we touched on that a little bit last time you were in. But it looks like right now things are moving forward on that. Where are we at in that progress?
Right. You characterized it just right. I think the last time I was here, we were still in the notioning stage where we were trying to sort of frame this project. So to remind your listeners a little bit, what the expansion project is that we're frankly just out of space in our Northfield clinic and our doctor's office, and we're out of space in our OB area where we deliver babies. Both of those places. So the project is really to do a substantive expansion of both our baby delivery space and our clinic. So what went forward to the city council earlier this week was the basics of the plan, you know, the outlines of what we're trying to accomplish and the associated macro budget, and it really kind of green lights us to move forward with doing requests for proposals and putting more detail together. So there's some next steps of approval, both from my own board and from city council, once we get more details here. But as you know, with these things, you sort of move from the broad to the particular over time. So we're making some nice progress. We'd like to be able to kind of move through this so that we could have a start in the spring when the weather gets better, presuming that happens, and then minimize how much work we end up doing after it gets cold, just because the price of construction goes up once you have so-called winter conditions.
So. Now, are you to the point, have you gotten architectural designs yet? Have you contracted for those services yet? Or?
So we're in the process of sending out RFPs, which will really combine some of the design build elements. What we have is the parameters of what we're trying to accomplish. We have overarching scope detail, but we really need that then build and design detail to come in the RFPs. So as an example, we need to add about 12 exam rooms to our current clinic. And create some, and I think in the clinic, we're adding about 7,000 square feet. And in the OB unit in the hospital, we're adding another 4,000 square feet. And they really need space for a dedicated C-section room. So right now, I'll spare you the theater of the imagination details too much, but right now we have some adjacency. So our OB unit is adjacent to the OR. And so if we have to take somebody in for a C-section, we go through the back door and go into the OR. Mm-hmm. It's much more preferable to have a specific dedicated C-section suite so that you're not wrangling for space with the operating room. And so both the folks that do other kinds of surgeries and the OBGYNs, this is a high priority for them. And then more delivery rooms, more postpartum space, because it's a great problem to have, but we've sort of outgrown our britches here for this whole area. We do about 550 births a year right now, and we're really planning for an event horizon in the future where we could accommodate 770 births per year, which even 550 is a lot for a town our size. And what we're seeing is birth services are becoming more regionalized. You know, that there are some hospitals that are likely to have that as a competency and a center of excellence, and others that may not. It's also, interestingly enough, becoming kind of a shoppable service where people really shop around for where they want to have their babies. We didn't do that at my house when we were in baby having ages, but people do that now, and we've really been fortunate to have lots of people come to this campus and look around and meet our people, and drive here from what I think are interesting distances to come to Northfield and have their babies. So that's part of what's driving this.
Now, when you're planning this, you and the hospital board as well, I'm sure they have thoughts on this, how far in advance do you plan? I know, if you look back to the year 2000, I don't know if at that point you thought, boy, by 2018 we're going to add another expansion unit, because you've added a few things already. Is there a timeline, or do you go by that capacity level, as you'd mentioned before?
That's a great question. It's a little bit of both. So we've got a master facilities plan that tends to take a big, long, arching look at what we might need on the campus over at sort of generational time frames. Now, as you might guess, the longer the time frame goes, the worse your ability to predict the future becomes. But that serves as kind of an anchor. And so we revisit that every so often, and part of the reason we revisit it is to make sure that the needs of the moment don't embarrass a more strategic master plan for the campus. So that was part of what we've done right now. As an example, one of the things that we're actively looking at right now in terms of how much bricks and mortar space do you need in the future is that we're fairly convinced that lots of healthcare interventions within the next 5 years are going to be increasingly done at a distance and done through technology. So patient-facing technology. So one of the things that we're trying to be careful about is that we don't develop the infrastructure for how it used to be rather than how it's going to be. And so all of those things went into the analysis of how much space do we build for the near and middle future.
Once again, Northfield Hospital CEO Steve Underdahl is with us. Northfield Hospital is not unique, being a city-owned hospital, but there's not that many of them left,
right.
So many of them are pretty much struggling. From a standpoint of a business model, is it kind of go big or go home at this point? Is it a matter of survival? Is that important to the survival plans and the future of Northfield Hospital?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like a lot of businesses, there is a sort of tipping point where if you've got to be this tall to ride the tilt-a-whirl sort of economic models. What's been very helpful for the Northfield Medical Center is really two things. We've had very conservative and prudent reserve processes, so we've saved our money over time, so we don't end up always having to borrow money when we do things. You know, we can be our own bank. And the reinvestment in facilities over time. So I tell people all the time, if the medical center or the hospital was still down in the Way Park area, I think it is entirely likely that Northfield might not have a hospital anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that decision, and I wasn't part of that, that was made by smarter people than me that were here prior to me. That decision, which was a very difficult one, I think is in no small part why we have a thriving medical center today. Having said that, even the best medical centers struggle to make single-digit margins at the end of the year. So I always tell people it's a little like farming. You get to touch a lot of money, but you don't keep very much of it.
Let's get Steve Underdahl with us. Let's move on. We had you on earlier this year, and you had mentioned there's some changes in orthopedics and some of the surgeons that you have. You had a couple of key ones for many, many years retire on you. And so there's a new generation coming up of leaders within that department.
There are. So Dr. Willie and Dr. Shepley are retiring at the end of the year. We're still kind of in the grieving process for that. But they're two young partners, Hans Bengtsson and Clint Munch, that have been working with them for a long time, are set to step into the void here. And we've been working with them to help sort of reshape the orthopedic service line for Northfield Hospital and Clinic. So I'm really excited about that. I mean, these are not only really good doctors and brilliant surgeons, both of them, but they're really good people, and they're really good Northfield citizens. And, a lot of medical centers would give their eye teeth to have one of them, much less both of them. So I think what our publics will see is that they can continue to get really some very top-shelf orthopedic care here in Northfield and then at their Faribault office as well.
All right. You also have a dermatology department. That is, you have a dermatologist on the staff now, is that correct?
Right. So we had a dermatologist for it. And I'll spare you the inside baseball stuff, but dermatologists are rare as hen's teeth. They just, they're a very rare specialty right now. So we had a relationship with the dermatologist for a while, and then that changed. So we have a new colleague that joined us, Dr. Pappas. He's going to be seeing patients in our Farmington clinic, and again, people can start making appointments with him. He's a delightful guy. He's got a really interesting story. He had a a brother that developed a skin cancer issue as a very young person. He decided when he was an 18-year-old that he wanted to be a dermatologist as a result of that sort of personal story. So I think people will find him not only really competent from a clinical standpoint, but he's just a delightful guy.
And compassionate and is in it for the right reasons. Lastly, I want to touch on elections. You know, we just got new elections, and America tends to do that, go through those every couple of years. So on the statewide scene, and I guess on the national scene as well, but let's, I guess, focus a little closer to home. Any issues or any changes, or what are your thoughts on the election in reference to medical care and the medical industry?
Well, that's a great question. I think what you were alluding to, there was a pretty big change at the State House. We had, certainly Governor Waltz's election. There was a lot of folks that were elected that really have an interest in looking at health care policy and finance policy that are newly elected members of the State House, and the same is true nationally a little bit. Lots of discussion around things like Medicare for All or extending Minnesota Care, which is a program that was originally designed for working folks between, I think, 140% of the federal poverty guidelines to 200% or 400% or something like that, to extend that for everybody. I think there's going to be some really interesting policy discussion that happens. The challenge is the macroeconomics is still hard, and it's a lot of it's inside baseball, and I'll spare you, but I gave a talk at an healthcare economics conference about a year ago, and it was full of smart people. I think I was there for comic relief, but I essentially gave the overview of there's three buckets. There's a bucket of folks that pay nothing for a variety of reasons. There's a bucket of folks that are in government programs that those government programs like Medicare and Medicaid oftentimes don't pay as much as it costs to provide the service. And then there's a third bucket, which you're probably in, and thank you so much, that pays for themselves and the other two buckets. This has been the weird pyramids sales house of cards that healthcare financing has been built on for two generations now. Mm-hmm. So changes that are likely to come, in my view, either have to blow it up and start over, or really take a very I think taking just an incremental approach will be challenging. But I think there is an opportunity, if there's a will, to say, boy, there might be a better way as a society to do this.
Wow, that's a very big topic, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about that in the future as the new legislature kicks in at the first of the year. So we want to thank you so much for being with us. Certainly appreciate it, and wish you the best of luck. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday season. We'll talk to you in 2019.
Thank you, Jeff.
Steve Underdahl, CEO of Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Jeff, getting out of here.